Hello, and welcome to our next episode of Saber Speaks, our podcast here in Sartell St. Stephen, to help inform the public both about the business side, like things like truth and taxation, but also about the programmatic side of things that are happening in our schools. Today, I am with two fabulous individuals who are responsible for, well, some pretty important stuff, and I'll let them introduce themselves to you right now. To my left is...
Hi, I'm Julie Tom. I'm the Early Childhood Program Coordinator here at Oak Ridge Early Learning Center.
And to my right.
I'm Julia Bierke, Building Principal here at Oak Ridge Early Learning Center.
Well, so we have a lot going on in our early learning programs and in kindergartens. And this next month, there's a lot of really kind of big things happening. So help me understand and help our listening audience understand what's coming up.
Absolutely. So this is a busy time at Oak Ridge Early Learning Center because we are busy planning for the 24-25 school year. And a big part of that planning is communicating to parents about what our options are for both preschool programming and also helping families know about kindergarten registration. So big events that we want families to have on the calendar are the Parent Information Night for Preschool, which is Tuesday, January 30th, here at Oak Ridge Early Learning Center in our big gym. It is a parent-only meeting that begins at 6 o'clock p.m. and usually ends around 7. This is the time for families to come and ask real specific questions about day-to-day programming in all of our preschool classrooms, as well as get information on the registration process. This evening, families are able to take a tour of classrooms, meet teachers, and ask school support staff questions that might be pressing to them. And the other big event we have on the calendar is Monday, February 5th. This is our Kindergarten Parent Information Night, and we really encourage all families who are enrolling for the 24-25 school year to come. Again, this is a chance for parents only to see the school, see classrooms, and ask questions, and also have more details about enrollment process.
Great. So let's talk about, is January 30th, you said, is the early childhood one? So
yes.
Julie, tell me about all the different offerings we have in our early childhood education programs.
Sure. Well, we have a number of options for families. If you have a student who will be 4 years old by September 1st, we have some full day class offerings. You could come 5 full days, or you could come 5 half days, either morning or afternoon. We also have a 3 half day option if you are in that 4 and 5 year old age range. You could also accomplish a full day by using the wraparound care program that's run through the Boys and Girls Club and accomplish a full day here at Sartell St. Stephen. And we also have options for our 3 year olds as well. So if you have a child who's 3 by September 1st, we have 2 half days per week, either a Monday, Wednesday, or a Tuesday, Thursday, either morning or afternoon options.
Okay, great. So what's the early childhood experience look like for a 3 year old and or a 4 year old?
Sure. Well, we have a number of different classrooms with a number of different offerings. I guess we like to believe we have a very engaging program here. We also like to definitely prepare students for their future school success. We have a very systematic phonological awareness curriculum that is used with our students. We have a very literacy-rich environment, lots of thematic units, lots of play, lots of opportunities to experience gross motor. We have a motor course. Our students go to the gym. They go outside. Lots of opportunities for fine motor experiences. Lots of language and literacy, social studies, scientific thinking. Our curriculum is really comprehensive and looks at the whole child, gives lots of opportunities.
Yep, and for our listening audience, you mentioned phonological awareness, and that really is phonics, understanding the small pieces of our language, what they sound like, how we can reproduce them, and beginning with, what says k, right? So it begins with that kinds of things. And phonological awareness is absolutely essential when students are learning to read, right? And so that's one of the reasons why we're doing it, right? Okay. And then the kids come to kindergarten. What's kindergarten look like?
Oh, well, kindergarten is pretty much where all Saber students start their Saber journey with us. Very much like Julie talked about in preschool, we really want to look at the development of the whole child in kindergarten. So we place equal weight on the academics as well as the social emotional and the, whole development of a kindergarten learner. We have a comprehensive literacy curriculum. Next year we'll be implementing Amplify CKLA, which is the new curriculum adopted by the district that will carry learners through fifth grade. We're really excited about that implementation. One, because it aligns so well to the science of reading and the READ Act that Minnesota Department of Education is pushing for public education, but to the integration of the knowledge piece. And I think seeing the early implementing kindergarten classrooms experiencing that learning this year has both, I think, rejuvenated teachers as well as really excited learners. Our math curriculum is play-based. We have a lot of centers, manipulatives. I always think about the concrete representational abstract method for instruction. So in kindergarten, students are really representing numbers in concrete ways. So lots of building with blocks, play, patterning, representations. And then the other areas of development, we've worked really hard here at Oak Ridge Early Learning Center to implement a school-wide social-emotional curriculum. So all classrooms start with morning meetings. We use Second Step as a way to teach students about self-regulation, executive functioning, which would be just simple direction following, learning how to get along with peers, and then managing emotions, which is a big part of being in school, is learning how you as a learner can manage yourself along with 18, 19 other classmates.
Fabulous. It sounds like we have a number of different options for families in the preschool years, mm-hmm. and we can kind of tailor based on to what families need. And when they get to kindergarten, we have a very rich curriculum that we take them through. I know that we did an earlier episodes, two of them, regarding CKLA, and those teachers that were on were just absolutely thrilled with what we're seeing in student writing and student participation, their development of vocabulary and other kinds of things. Absolutely. And the knowledge, the anecdotal information from families about, oh my goodness, my kid came home and, you know, I can't believe what they're learning. Mm-hmm. It's like, and so that's really great. So what other kinds of things should our community understand about what's going on out here?
I can start and then Julie can maybe add to it. I think something we really want families to know and understand is when you choose to come to Oak Ridge for preschool, you are really guaranteeing that your child has an environment that's supporting them for kindergarten readiness. So in our preschool program, our early learners are learning all the routines and procedures of school. They are in an environment that they will become very comfortable and familiar with. So by the time they're in kindergarten, they will have really strong established relationships with not only classroom teachers, but school support staff. They'll know the routines and functionings of how school operates. And we have some really exciting learning spaces beyond the classroom. So our preschool students get to go to the library and media. They can check out books. We have a STEAM room, which is a science, technology, engineering, art, and math play-based lab, and they get to explore play in that environment. We have beautiful outdoor playground facilities and prioritize gym time in the building. Along with gym, we have a smart course or obstacle course. So part of becoming a student in a school community is learning how to manage your body in safe ways and transition to all of these different learning zones. And so by starting here in preschool, you're going to have an ample opportunity to not only explore play and develop in different ways, but also learn about those transitions and how to be successful with them. So by the time you're in kindergarten, you really kind of know exactly what you need to do to be successful throughout the school day.
Yeah, it's great. I know that the staff here is very warm and welcoming, and I also know that we have that wraparound service through KidStop, right? And that's can be very valuable for families who are working all day and they need their children occupied all day. And for those parents that don't have that need, when we have partial days for three-year-olds, it's half days, 2 days a week, and for four-year-olds, well, we've got a multiple choices. Mm-hmm. So that, I think that sounds fantastic. Is there anything else that we need to know?
Well, I think from a community perspective, I think it's also important to understand that our programming is inclusive to all learners here at Oak Ridge Early Learning Center. So we really do strive to include students with special education plans within our programming. We have unique supports on site. We have a school social worker, having an early childhood coordinator. We have other adults in the building that are here to support students and their needs, as well as support families and their needs. And then I think from a community perspective, sometimes families wonder, well, why would I choose a school-based preschool program versus a daycare center program? And I think we always just want families to remember that a school community, there's certain rhythm to how we go about learning, and that when you come here for preschool, your child's going to learn those routines and procedures that are going to set them up for future school success in a way that you can't replicate in a center or home-based program.
Yeah, well, what about a private preschool instead of just a daycare center? Why would we want to bring our kids here instead of a private preschool?
Well, I think there's some nice opportunity that students are introduced to some of the things that they will be experiencing in kindergarten. They're introduced to it in early childhood in our classes. We use the same social-emotional curriculum, the second step program, that's also followed in kindergarten. I think there's just some nice opportunities to get into the building, to meet the staff, and like Julia said, to learn the routines and learn how to be part of this school community in an environment that's appropriate for them before they enter the all-day, everyday kindergarten.
Mm-hmm. One thing I know as being a former principal, and that is sometimes when kindergartners are coming into us and they're coming from other places, either coming from home or other child care providers, whether or not they're home or more business-like child care providers, or other, like in my previous experience, we had kids coming from Montessori school and so on. It's always valuable to know the kids, because I would say 50% of our curriculum walks through the door every day. And so when kids are in our preschools, we get to know them at that particular time so that we can kind of pass that information on to our kindergarten teachers and know how we can address their needs right from day one,
yeah.
Versus if they're coming from another place, it might take us 6 to 8 weeks to kind of get to know them.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
And I think that's also a huge benefit for having our own early childhood programs in-house versus something else. I do know that parents have lots of choices, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
And we all want to make the best decisions on behalf of our kids, right? And that also means I need to make the best decision on behalf of my family. So if both parents are full-time working, I need something like the wraparound service. If I'm not working because I've got a smaller sibling at home or a smaller child at home, because I know like our former board chair, I think he spends, you know, his wife has a very, very good job, and so he has a good job too, but he was kind of doing some of the home front activities. So if someone's going to be home, that's great, right? But if someone's not going to be home, then we have a lot of options here as well.
Absolutely.
And so when you say that kids, when we have these events, and again, what's the date of that again? January 30th?
Yes, so that would be our preschool information night, January 30th.
Preschool information night, January 30th, at what time?
6:00 p.m.
At 6 p.m. Now, we're saying adults only.
Correct. We do not have childcare on site for that meeting. And I feel for families to really be able to have time to understand the enrollment procedures and ask the right questions, it's easier for them to come and get that information without bringing their children.
Yep, but all of our early childhood teachers will be here?
Many of them.
And so they get a chance to meet the staff, they get a chance to see the environment, see the rooms, see the materials that we're working with, and ask all their questions. And then,
Absolutely. So then
when's kindergarten registration?
That again is Monday, February 5th, also from 6 to 7:00 p.m. And that too is an adult parent only event.
And for the same reason, because we don't have childcare.
Yep.
So if I'm a parent and I'm unable to come because I don't have childcare,
yeah,
for my child, how do I get the information that's going to be communicated those evenings?
We'll share that same slideshow on our website after it's done. We'll record the presentation and post it online so families can get that. They can always call as well if there's a specific question that's not been addressed in the presentation. I'm happy to answer those.
Yep. And same for kindergarten, I guess, right?
Yes,
yep.
Absolutely.
Yep.
We will also have a slideshow posted.
Yep, so we will post information. We're more than willing to take phone calls and people want to come in and visit with us, we can do that within limits, obviously, because we're also trying to run schools.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. So, okay, I'm trying to think of any other questions that our audience might like to hear.
I think families can go onto our website today. We have our section offerings posted so they can get an idea of what choices are out there for preschool. And then there's also links on our website when you go to Oak Ridge Early Learning Center that have directions on enrollment. One of the things families can start thinking about now is having a PDF copy of the birth certificate, proof of residency, and immunizations, because those documents need to be uploaded when you register. I also think it's important for families to know the full day section offering in our preschool program is in a very high demand. It usually fills within 30 minutes upon opening of registration. Families sometimes ask, is there a way I can have things loaded ahead of time so when 8 a.m. registration opens, I'm ready to submit? And the answer is, you can collect your documents and have those ready to scan and enter into our registration platform, but there is no way to pre-fill forms out ahead of time. All of the registration links go live at 8 a.m. on February 1st.
Yeah.
Well, that raises a question with me. So what fills within 30 minutes?
The full day preschool section.
Full day preschool.
Full day every day.
So let's say I want full day every day and I'm a little late. And do I go on a wait list?
Yes.
Yep. Your name would be put on a wait list. We would encourage families to still enroll in one of our half day options and utilize that wraparound care. And then we can keep your name on a wait list. And there is some, not a lot, but there's some fluctuation in the class mm-hmm. lists as families are planning and as situations change. There are occasionally spots that do open up on that. So.
Okay. Have we ever considered opening a second section of that?
We are offering two sections for the coming school year. This year, this current school year, we have one section of 5 full days, and that filled very, very quickly. And so in the coming school year, we'll be offering two sections to help address that need.
That's awesome. And so if my guess is that if this year, if both sections fill within 60 minutes, the following year we may give consideration to offering a third section. I don't know. But again, we want to build our programs because right. the connection between our early childhood programs and our K-12 programs is an important connection for us to get to know kids and to help them on their journey. Remember, if you come to kindergarten, it's a 13-year journey. Right. Most people think of it as a 12-year because right. we have 12 grades. But if you come to preschool as a 3-year-old, it could be a 15-year journey. So it's either a 13, 14, or 15-year journey. Mm-hmm. And boy, I'll tell you, and this is an important piece, when families send their kids to school, I don't care where it is, mm-hmm. it is a partnership, right, between the school and that family. Mm-hmm. And we have to work together to kind of make sure things are working for every child. And that means we have to form those relationships early. And so that's another thing. If I'm coming to Oak Ridge, I get a chance to form not a relationship with Julie Tom, who's our early childhood coordinator, but I also get a chance to form a relationship with Julia Bjerke, who is the principal and will have my child, if they're 3 years old, she'll have my child in her building for 3 years.
Yes.
Right? And those relationships are important. Again, I think relationships are probably the most effective way that we are able to help kids learn.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, is there anything else for the good of the order?
Sure. Early childhood screening is something that we also offer here at Oak Ridge Early Learning Center. Early childhood screening is something that needs to happen one time for all children before they enter kindergarten. All those appointments are available to schedule online. You can go to our school website, navigate to Oak Ridge, and then select screening. And we usually have appointments for the coming 2 months posted. And as time goes on, we open up more appointments. And especially if you are enrolling a kindergartner with us, that will need to be done one time prior to kindergarten enrollment. But we like to screen students once they're about 3.5 years old. 3.5 to 4 years is a really good time to have your child complete early childhood screening. And that's free, and that appointment takes just about 1 hour of time.
And what's the purpose of the screening? What are we screening? What are we looking for?
Yeah. Early childhood screening is a developmental check to make sure that your child is meeting typical developmental milestones. We do a quick health history, we do a social-emotional screener, and then a developmental screening as well, just to make sure everything's on track and if there's anywhere that we can provide support before your child would enter the K-12 education system.
Right. And support might mean something like speech, right?
It could be.
It could be other things. And it's absolutely essential because we need to know and be ready for every child that comes through that door so that we can provide the maximum experience for them. So some will come with absolutely no need for support. Some will come with amazing amounts of needs for support. And a lot of kids come somewhere in the middle. And so that's the importance of the preschool screening. So parents, if you're out there and you haven't, if your child is in the 3.5 to 4.5 range at this particular time, please, please, please make sure you set up an appointment and get your child screened. It's absolutely essential. All right, well, I guess that's it for today. Thank you so much for your time. And thank you to our listening audience listening in to this episode of Saber Speaks. I'm Tom Lee, the interim superintendent, your host, and have a great day.